Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president is inviting the 10 Republican senators who asked for a meeting on a smaller coronavirus aid proposal to the White House this week. The Republican plan is about one-third the size of President Biden's $1.9 trillion package. The White House says there is a greater risk in doing too little than too much. Former President Trump has announced two lawyers to head his impeachment defense. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, this comes roughly a week before his trial is set to begin.
In a statement Sunday night, Trump's office named David Schoen and Bruce Castor Jr. to Trump's defense team. The announcement comes a day after at least two other lawyers left Trump's legal team. Trump has until Tuesday to respond to the article of impeachment passed by the House, which charges him with incitement of insurrection on January 6th. When a violent mob of his supporters stormed the Capitol. House impeachment managers have the same deadline to file their own pretrial brief. The trial is set to begin on February 9th. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
Public health experts are hailing a new vaccine from Johnson & Johnson to fight the coronavirus. NPR's Joel Rose reports the company could seek emergency use authorization this week.
Trials show that Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is less effective than vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna, but it's designed to work in a single dose instead of two.
To me, this is a no-brainer.
Dr. Ashish Jha is the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. Speaking on ABC's Good Morning America, Jha said he wouldn't hesitate to get the new vaccine.
The goal here is to prevent people from getting really sick and dying, of course. And the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, based on what we've seen, really looks like it's terrific at that.
Public health experts say it's crucial to get as many Americans vaccinated as possible before new variants of the coronavirus that are thought to be more infectious can spread widely. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Officials at Fort Bliss say 11 soldiers poisoned after drinking what they thought was alcohol continue to recover. As Angela Cocherga from member station KTEP reports, the incident is now the focus of a criminal investigation.
The 11 soldiers required medical attention after drinking what they thought was an alcoholic beverage at the end of a field training exercise Thursday. It contained ethylene glycol, commonly known as antifreeze. Two of the soldiers were admitted to William Beaumont Army Medical Center's intensive care unit in critical condition. The other nine were in guarded condition. All are continuing to recover. Fort Bliss has not released details of how the beverage became laced with antifreeze. Drinking alcohol is not allowed during training. The Army has launched a criminal investigation of the poisonings. I'm Angela Cocherga in El Paso.
Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Nikkei in Japan up nearly 0.9%. This is NPR. In Russia, another weekend of protests with more than 5,000 people arrested in demonstrations across the country today, calling for Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny to be released from jail. He was arrested on an unrelated parole violation as he returned to Moscow from Germany, where he spent months recovering from nerve agent poisoning he blames on the Kremlin. Government officials deny that. The United States is urging Moscow to release him and criticize the crackdown against the protesters. Hilton Valentine, the founding guitarist for the band The Animals, has died at the age of 77. As NPR's Jason Slotkin reports, he made many notable contributions to the British Invasion band, including one of its most iconic hits.
It's that hauntingly circular riff that introduces the band's 1964 hit, House of the Rising Sun. It was the Animals' version of the standard that proved to be one of the most instantly recognizable, in no small part thanks to Valentine's guitar. Valentine began playing guitar at 13, and like many musicians of the British Invasion, gravitated towards skiffle, a music craze that fused together multiple American genres. He later formed the Animals. Abco Music, the band's label, said in a statement that Valentine died Friday and acknowledged him as one of rock and roll's pioneers. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. NASDAQ futures contracts down about 0.3%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.